In anticipation of the giving of the Torah and the revelation at Har Sinai, the Torah makes clear in a command from Hashem to Moshe, which is communicated to the Jewish people, that there needs to be a distance, a hagbalah, in the words of the Torah, that the Jewish people keep away from the mountain. The Torah tells us in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'higbalta es ha'am saviv le'mor, hishamru lechem alos bahar, unugoa b'katzehu, kol negea bahar, mos yumas. The Jewish people are told to set a boundary around the mountain, but no one can go up the mountain, no one can even touch the edge of the mountain, and whoever does so shall die. The Torah continues as the story unfolds. We read just a few psukim later that there's a three-day period of preparation, and then we read on that third day, B'yom HaShlishi, B'yos HaBoker, in the morning, there were kolos ubrokim, thunder and lightning, and a heavy cloud, Anan Kaved, descended on the mountain. A kol shofar chazak ma'od, loud sounds of a shofar, of a trumpet. The people were getting scared. V'yecharad kol ha'am asher b'machaneh. Everyone was scared. Moshe went out to speak. V'yotze Moshe el es ha'am likrat alokim min ha'machaneh. And they stood there at the foot of the mountain, exactly as they had been previously told. The entire mountain is engulfed in smoke. Har Sinai ashan kulo, as Hashem's presence descended on the mountain. And then we read, as Hashem has summoned Moshe, and he tells him, "Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai al Rosh Ahar, v'yikra Hashem l'Moshe al Rosh Ahar, v'ya'al Moshe." He summons Moshe to the summit, come up to the mountain. V'yomer Hashem l'Moshe, raid ha'ed. And then immediately tells him, go back down to the people and tell them, "Peni harsu al Hashem l'ros v'nafal mimen rav." Go back down and warn the people that they should not come to destruction, that they should come to see, to break through, to see what was going on the mountain. And he continues, and he tells them about what to say to the Kohanim. And then finally, when Moshe has a chance to reply, he says, "Yomer Moshe al Hashem, lo yuchal am lalos al Har Sinai ki etah dosabanu. You already told us hagbel asahar v'kidashto. You're telling me again the same thing you just told me 3 days ago. I already told them that they can't go up. They can't go up onto the mountain." And Hashem says, "No, v'yomer love Hashem leich raid. Go down. I'm telling you." Tell the people this, but don't worry, you and Aaron will come up eventually to the mountain, you'll be able to come up again. V'yered Moshe el ha'am v'yomar lehem, and Moshe repeats the command. And immediately, the very next pasuk is, that we begin with the Aseres HaDibros. It seems like a little bit of disappointment for Moshe. It sounds like Hashem had promised him, don't worry, go back down, tell the people, and then you'll come back up, as if, you know, you'll come back up and you'll be there for the Aseres HaDibros, but somehow, at least according to the simple reading of the Psukim, Hashem starts the Aseres HaDibros before Moshe can get back up on the mountain. This is the brief summary or overview of these last 10-12 Psukim here in Perek Yotes. What is fascinating is why the need to repeat the command. As was mentioned, twice initially and then again 3 days later, Moshe gives the command to the people not to go up, not to touch the mountain. And already Rashi and earlier Mefarshim are sensitive to this question, and we see Moshe himself apparently was bothered. Why are you repeating this? So Rashi actually tells us in Pasuk Chavdalid that in fact this is quite normal. Shemazarzarin es ha'adam kodem masa. It makes sense. First you tell somebody in advance what the instructions are, and then chozer no mazarzarin also, b'shas ma'isa, and then it makes sense that at the moment of actual, when this comes to fruition, which is actually the time is now, then you repeat it because it's become practical, because it's become la'maisa. The only downside is that Rashi makes it so obvious and so natural that Hashem would repeat the command, that therefore begs the question, why did Moshe question Hashem? So for this, we can turn our attention to the Rashbam. Even though Rashi was quoting a Medrash and Rashbam is, you know, king of the Pashtanim, nevertheless, Rashbam in the previous Pasuk also basically gives the same interpretation as Rashi. I didn't see anyone who made this point, but it seems if you put the two together, Rashbam is saying the same thing as Rashi. He thinks it's, you know, very obvious and normal and commonplace. People repeat instructions, they repeat warnings. We know in life, usually it's not if you have people who you're working with, employees, children, all sorts of scenarios, just telling somebody who something once is not usually enough. So Rashbam says, yes, Moshe, Hashem had to repeat it to Moshe. It's not a big deal. What the Rashbam adds above and beyond Rashi is, well, how come Moshe questioned it? If it's so obvious and so natural to repeat, why did Moshe question Hashem? So here the Rashbam adds that if you look carefully at the Psukim, the first Pasuk just speaks about not ascending the mountain or touching it. Now, this more recent Pasuk talks about don't even break through, that you can't even see what's going on in the mountain. So Moshe is really asking, says Rashbam, you know, did something change? Do we have to keep a broader perimeter? Do we have to even be further away? Can the people not even see? And then Hashem clarifies to Moshe, no, what I mean to say is you can't come so close that you get on the mountain and then you can see. But if you're far away from the mountain but can still see, that would be fine. Finally, I just want to add something which I think is really quite profound, and that is the question of why b'chlal, the need for this prohibition of Hagbalah to stay away from the mountain, and how does that help us explain why Hashem felt the need to reiterate it? And here we have a very profound insight of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh back on Pasuk Chavalef. He says that Hashem reiterates and repeats this Isser of Hagbalah because he is worried about the people going forward anyway. They know it's prohibited. I've already told them. I know it's on the penalty. They know it's on the penalty of death. And yet Hashem is still worried that they'll do it. Why? Because perhaps out of religious zeal, perhaps the people in their pursuit of spiritual ecstasy, the people will break through. Maybe they won't care about the consequences. They'll want this transcendental experience. They want to feel close to divine spiritual ecstasy. And the consequences be what they may, as long as they can have that one experience of transcendent spirituality. So Hashem tells Moshe, no, repeat, instruct the people again. This is not what Hashem wants from us. He wants us to live and sanctify the real world. He does not want us to have such an experience which a normal human being could not survive. Perhaps there would be some form of spiritual ecstasy, but it would also be the end of our lives. And that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to be able to have spiritual experiences, but yet have some level of boundary from pure spirituality, so that symbolizing that in fact we are not fully spiritual, but basically have enough of our foot in the real world, quote unquote, in this world, to live with it.